Hunde und Job. Ja.
Rewards Pinchas for his kanos. The Lechi Lisa Bei Yisrael, but can also see the chain of Empire, him he knows the light as a greasy shine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Pinchas a reward of kahuna for having saved his honor, Bein Shalem's honor. Now, there's a very interesting medrash. It's the second medrash of this parashah. And the Medrash says, quoting a pasuk, Yivkoit Hashem Elokei Haruchos Echol Bosa. This is a pasuk later on in the parashah of Pinchas, where Moshe Rabbeinu asks Rabbein Shlaim to appoint a new leader. Yivkoit Hashem Elokei Haruchos Echol Bosa, Ish Al Ha'Ego. Please appoint a leader who will go out before to lead Israel. Says the Medrash, if Koid Hashem, Hashem should appoint halacha. There's a halacha. It's a Gemara in Brachos. In Ro'o harbe uchus in shubnei adam. If a person sees a large a multitude of people, Jewish people, that is, Oymeish has to make a bracha. What's the bracha? Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Chacham Horozim. Rabbi Yishloim is the Chacham Horozim. He is the one who knows and understands the secrets of people's hearts. And the Medrash goes on, like the Gemara in Brachos. Kishem she'ein partzufeim roim zeh lo zeh. Just like no two faces are alike. Kach ein datum doima zeh lo zeh. So, no two personalities or opinions are the same. You know what they say? Two Jews, three opinions. Ela kol echad ve'echad v'yesh lo deyo b'fnei atzmai. Every person has his own personality, his own opinion. Teda Lachom should know this. What's the proof? She who came. She came Moshe Mavakish Min Hashem B'Shas Misa. Moshe asked Rabbi Boinishlein just before he died, and he said the following. Omer Lafonav, Reboinishlein, you know Reboinishlein, Golei V'yodu Lefanecho, Datin Shechol Echad V'Echad. You know the das of everybody. That's why we say, Chacham Horozim. By the way, the Gemara says, how many people do you need? What's the multitude? How many people do you meet? You need 600,000. In 600,000 years, and the Gemara says that Ben Zoyma actually saw them, and they came to the Tzatz of Ali Leregel, and he saw Kleisrael coming up the Harabai, and said, hey, so 600,000 years. What's that? Yeah, you should say, you need to make a bracha. And the bracha is Chacham Horozim. So what's Chacham Horozim? That there's so many people with so many different faces and so many different personalities, and no one's similar to the other. In fact, the Gemara, I can't remember what the Gemara is, says the following. It says that it's not like a coin. If you mint a coin, you take one coin, and then you mint thousands of coins. But each and every coin is the exact replica of the original coin. But the Rebbe Shalom made Adam Arishon, and everybody comes from Adam Arishon. Everybody should be exactly the same, but they're not. Everybody is different. That is an amazing, amazing Bria. And the Rebbe Shalom is the one who knows and understands the Das of Kol Echad Ve'Echad. So he made the Bracha, Chacham Horozim. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, to Rebbe Shalom, please appoint a leader who understands that no two people are the same. when I die, bevat moshe mimcha, I beg you, Rabbi Shlomo, manei aleihem manhig, appoint over them a manhig, a leader, shehei soiv lom le'echvel, he needs to have gewaltige patience. A leader needs to have gewaltige patience to understand that no two people are the same. But kol echel lech lefi data, a person, the leader has to be someone who soivel every single individual and understands that there are individuals. Shenema, as it says, Yifkod Hashem Elokeiho Ruchois. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you should appoint you who are the Elokeiho Ruchois. You are the creator of Ruchois, of individual personalities. Ruach, hey, no, it doesn't say you are the Elokeiho Ruach, one Ruach, and everybody was like, oh, the Mauritian. It's Elokeiho Ruchois. That means multiple deus are around, and therefore you need a leader who is a soivel, who understands and has the patience for every individual. That's the Medrash. The problem with Medrash is its placement. This is the second Medrash in the Parsha of Pinchas. And it's right thick in the middle of this Parsha, which talks about Hinei Nosen Loi Brisi Sholem. It's in the middle of the Parsha, the Rabbi Shlomo appointing Pinchas as a Kohen and giving him a reward for the Maisa of Zimri and Cosby. And in the middle comes this Yifkud Hashem Elokei Ruchos, which is a Parsha much later on in the Sedra. So Sholei B'Koimoi, it's placed in the wrong place. Says the Magnus Corner, it's unbelievable, it's a printing mistake. This Medrash is Shaloi Bimkoima. It's a printing mistake. It's places where we talk about pointing Yeshua as the, much later on, it's placed in the middle of this Parsha of Pinchas. So I'd like to suggest that maybe not. Maybe that this Parsha is in its right place. But in order to explain this, we have to understand one of the Haftorahs which we have, and that's the story of Eliyahu at Har HaKam. Just to give you a bit of the background, the country of Eretz Yisrael was riddled with Avodah Zorah, with worship of the Baal. Achav had built many Asherahs. And Eliyahu Novi was Goizer, a famine of 3 years. No rain, there was no rain, there was a drought for 3 years. It was a terrible, terrible famine. And the people suffered terribly. And Eliyahu was Goizer, this because of the Nevi Abba. And then at the end of 3 years, he called them all together at Har HaKam, a famous, famous story. He called them all at Har HaKamel. And he challenged the 450 Nevi Abal to a kind of duel. And he said, you build a Mizbeach, I'll build a Mizbeach. You put a korban on, I'll put a korban on. And whoever's korban is consumed by fire, he's the one who is the true prophet. And so the Nevi Abal, he said, you go first. And they called to the Baal all morning and into the afternoon. And there was no answer, nothing happened. And Eliyahu mocked them and said, well, come on, where's your God? Let him consume your korban. And then it was his turn. And he begged Rabbi Shem Aneni, Hashem Aneni, please answer me, make a Kiddush Hashem. And down came fire from Shemayim and consumed the korban of Eliyahu. And whereupon the whole of Klal Yisrael said, Hashem hu elokim, Hashem hu elokim. Rabbi Shlomo is God. That's where we get for our incredible climax of Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, the Hashem Hu Elokim comes from this. The Klal Yisrael went over to Eliyahu's side because they saw the Anes Goli. What does Eliyahu do now that he's won? He takes the 450 Nevi Abal and he chefs them. He executes them all as idol worship. And Klal Yisrael let him do that because they saw the ness of the rebellion. However, the wicked Izebel was the wife of Achav, she heard about this, and she sends a message to Eliyahu. And she says to him, you better watch it. I heard what you've done. You should know that Ko'es Mocha, tomorrow this time, I'm going to kill you. And Eliyahu hears that message and is so frightened, and he runs away into the Midbar. And in the Midbar, he's confronted by a malach who tells him to go further on. In the Midbar, he receives a ness. And the ness is that he's starving, hungry, he's got no food, he had to flee from Izebel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents to him a flask and a cake, and he's able to eat and live through this miraculous ness of food which was provided for him. But then he gets a message from a malach that tells him, go further. Travel further into the Midbar. He has to travel into the Midbar. He goes 40 days and 40 nights into the Midbar, into Har HaChoyrath. And there, the Ribbono Shel Olam reveals himself to Eliyahu, and he says to him the following. He says, Malcha Poy Eliyahu, what are you doing here, Eliyahu? So Eliyahu answers, he says, Kanoi Kinesi Lashem. Kanoi Kinesi Lashem, I avenged your honor with a Neviya Habal. Ves Neviya Vechahorgu, Becherev. I shechted the 450 Neviya Habal for having worshipped idols and Kanoi Kinesi. In other words, he made a Meister Kanois, he did a Pinchas. So Rabbi Sham tells him to go into a cleft, into a rock, and he receives the following nevuah. Vene, Hashem oiver, Hashem passes by, ruach gedoyle v'chozok mefarik horim. An incredible tornado comes and uproots mountains. Meshavis sloim and smashes rocks. Ifnei Hashem. It says in the word, lo beruach Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in a tornado. Then v'acharuach ra'ash, comes an earthquake. Lo beruach Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in the earthquake. V'acharash eish, and after the rash comes a tremendous fire. Lo be'eish Hashem. Baruch Hashem is not in fire. V'achakach ba'eish, achar eish, koil demomo dak. Comes a still, thin sound. That's the story. Questions, of course, are the following. Number one, what's the message given to Eliyahu HaNavi? Number two, the connection to the Seder, I think it's the Haftorah of Pinchas in a normal year. What's the connection? The connection is, I suppose, Kanoi Kinesi. Pinchas was Kanoi Kinesi and? Eliyahu was Kanoi Kinesi. That's on the surface the connection. I think there's a deeper connection. Thirdly, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already provided a nest for him in the Midbar, he fled from Izebel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided a nest for him, and nevertheless, he was told to travel further into the desert, into Har HaChoyrath. Why was he told to go into the Midbar? In order to answer this, we have to turn to the halachas of Kanoim Poikim. There's halacha which Pinchas was Mekayim of Kanoim Poikim. Let me read you the Rambam. Cholaboyel Kutis, anybody who has relations with a Kuti, with a Goy, bein derech chasnus, bein derech znus, imbalo befahesio, if he does this act in public, v'hu sheyivu lein asor misroel, he does this intimacy in front of at least 10 people, in other words, he does this act, just a Zimri and Cosby act, o yeser, impogaboy kanoim, if kanoim came and killed him, v'horgu, like Pinchas did, hari elu m'shubochum mizrizim. This is a special halacha. V'dobah zeh halacha l'maish m'sinai. It's halacha l'maish m'sinai, and the raya is the dobah zeh ma'asa Pinchas b'zimri. It's a special halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. It's a dispensation. I mean, Pinchas committed an act of murder. He murdered Zimri and Cosby. And murder is absolutely prohibited. But it's a special halacha of kanoin poyim. And this dispensation has dinim. This is the Rambam. Ve'ein ha-kanoi rishoi lifgoi bahen. This kanoi is not allowed to kill. Ela b'shas maisa. It has to be at the time of the act. Kazimri. Shenema v'esho ishel kibosa. At the time of the act, he killed the woman. Avon im pirish, let's say they finished the intimacy and they did this in public, and it's after the act, and you want to kill him? Ein horgen, I say. You can't. Vim horgoi, if he killed him, neragalov. He will be executed. If you killed Shaloi B'Shas Masa, you will be executed for an act of murder. Vim bol hakanoi little reshus be bezdin lehorgoi, ein morinah. It's a halacha of ein morinah. If somebody will come to bezdin, and ask the Bezdin, is it mutter to execute Zimri and Cosby? The answer will be no. Halacha ve'ein marin. It's halacha, but Bezdin cannot pass it in that you can do it. You have to do it b'shas ma'isa without asking Bezdin. V'achol bishu b'shas ma'isa. Even if it was b'shas ma'isa, they're still doing it. If you go and ask the Bezdin, the answer will be no. V'lo'yoy, then they invoke hamnoi laharig as a boil. If a kanoi, someone wants to avenge the kavod of the Rabbi Yisrael, would come along and he would kill the boyel, v'nishmat ha-boyel v'horag ha-kanoi, let's say Zimri, in self-defense, would have killed Pinchas, k'dei lehatzel atzma miyoda, he'akon. There's such a thing called self-defense. Ha-bo le-horagai, ha-shkebarga. So, if Zimri would have killed Pinchas, then he wouldn't be chayav misa. And if Pinchas would be killed Zimri after the act, or ask Bezdin, and then go and do it, it also be chayav misa, because it's halacha ve'ein morin kein. Incredible, incredible halachas. So there's limitations to the halachas of halacha ve'ein morin kein. Number one, it's got to be b'shas maisa. Number two, if you ask, the answer is no. Number three, you're a roidef, you've got a din of a roidef. And if Zimri wants to
kill you,
save himself in self-defense and kills you,
what?
It's okay, he won't be chayav misa. Says the Chiddush Urim that the halacha of kanoim poigim boy is limited to zealots. In other words, you have to be so angry and so furious when you see such an act and you see such a chilul Hashem that you can't contain yourself and you kill spontaneously. If you already are so meyushuv that you're going to ask Bezdin, you go to Bezdin and you ask him, excuse me Bezdin, may I kill this man? You're not a kanoi, you're ois kanoi. Your anger's like, you're going to ask a shayim, you're going to ask a shayim.
The Pinchas went and asked him.
No, he didn't. Pardon? When? You're talking about certain measures. But then what do you say? Yes, kanoim poigim boy. So, it's a problem. Must be another medrash. But halachically, it would be halacha ve'ein morin. I'll come to this in a second, you'll see. So let me just finish this. The Chiddush HaRim says that if somebody comes and asks the Shaila, he's not a kanoi anymore. He's an ois kanoi. And therefore, he can't do it. It's a din in kanois. Which brings me now to the Akedas Yitzchok. The Akedas Yitzchok asks the following kasha. He says, why did Moshe not do it? Why did Moshe not kill him?
Now,
there is a measure which says, this is such a measure. We're not working with that medrash. The Akedas Yitzchak asked, why did Moshe Rabbeinu himself not take a roimach and kill Pinchas? It's halacha, kanoi pagim boy.
It wasn't a zilot, like you say, it wasn't a kanoi.
It's got to be bread, it's got to be bread.
Wasn't he a
why, why wasn't it?
Why are you? See such a miser, chil lashem. How can you stand by? As I pray the Akedas Yitzchak. Says the Akedas Yitzchak two terusim. One is because Moshe Rabbeinu was a bezdin. So now I've got to fit with your marriage. Moshe Rabbeinu was a bezdin. He was Rosh Bezdin. So if he would have done it himself, then the Klal Yisrael would have learned from that that it's halacha or meirin kein, because the Rosh Bezdin goes and kills him himself, and therefore they would get the wrong message that it's halacha or meirin kein. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do it. As I said, I came to see it's home. And then he says another teretz. Listen to this teretz. Says the Akedah Yitzchak, Oy Teretz, Ein Derech HaMelochim, it's not the Derech of kings, Roshei Yisroel, V'Hanavim, La'arayk B'yodai. V'Ein Das Elyoyno Noiche B'kach. Rabbeinu Shlomo would not be happy with a leader taking a sword and executing somebody.
Some kings go out to battle.
Kloimer. What?
Some kings go out to battle then.
Maybe they led it.
Actually
kill. Kloimer, yeah. Actually kill not. Kloimer. Sha'ena. Yeah. Okay. So that if Dovid himself killed, then he also ate that. He was allowed to build the base of Mikdash. Yes, that is something which, of course, is for the safety of Klal Yisrael. Safety. Maybe, and Dovid HaMelech was allowed to build the base of
Mikdash.
Ein Hashem, yeah, Noichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with it. That's the Losh. Listen to this. Kloimer, She'ena maskim Hashem b'chol ma she'yale al haruach la'asos. That's not leadership. V'loi b'ma she'yase b'ra'ash u'v'cherdas hamahirus. Something which you have to do b'ra'ash. Remember that Jerusha said it's a kanoi, it's a halachic kanois. You've got to be so furious. You've got to be so furious that you can't contain yourself. That is the kanois which is expected if you want to be Mekayim, the halach of kanon poigim boy. You've got to be so furious that you can't contain yourself. V'noi b'mashe yase b'rash v'cherdas hamahirus, on the spur of the moment. V'gam lai b'esh v'sichas ha'kas, at the time when you're breading with kas, v'akabdonus. Elami sheyifcha Hashem, somebody HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen for leadership, Hamasa sheyase v'nachas uv'yishva das al dva emes v'anov. Leadership cannot contain within it an uncontrolled anger. It says the Akedas Yitzchak, that was the message of the Ribbono Shel Olam to Eliyahu HaNavi. Yoah Novi says, Malach HaPoy, what are you doing here? Baishu didn't know what he was doing there. What's that Malach HaPoy, Eliyahu? What are you doing here, Eliyahu? Baishu doesn't know what he's doing there. The answer is, why? And why did he send him to the Midbar? To where Harachoyrev? Harachoyrev is where Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah. You're a leader. You're a Moshe Rabbeinu. You, Eliyahu HaNavi, you said, what do you say to me? What are you doing here? So he says, I'm fleeing from Izevel. Why are you fleeing from Izevel? Because I shechted the 450 Nevi'i Baal. Azoy! Go to Chayrev, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah. He didn't do it either. Because that's not part of leadership, says the Akedas Yitzchak. It's not part of leadership. And therefore, your Kana Kanesi may be somebody else. Kanoi Poygim boy, marvelous, but not a leader, not a Manish of Yisrael. Loi beruach Hashem. Loi berash Hashem. Loi be'esh Hashem. El koil de momo dako.
He was the leader, he wasn't allowed. He was a manik, that's not for a manik.
It's for a kanoi. And a manik can't be a kanoi. It's a dinin kanois.
Now,
I'm suggesting the following. We asked the question. What was the question?
The Medrash.
I think the Medrash is trying to tell you, is trying to answer a kasha. The kasha is, why did the Rebbein Shalom give Pinchas the reward of Kohen Gadol? Why didn't Pinchas become the next leader of Klal Yisrael? That's the kasha. Very nice. You made shalom between the Rebbein Shalom and what you got, but you did it Aliyah Dekas. Aliyah Kanois. It's Marv's coming, Pagan Boy is it. Gets the reward, but not the reward of leadership. You've got a kasha. Why didn't Pinchas become the Yeshua Benun? That's a kasha. Comes along the Medrash. Yifkoit Hashem. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Halochim roa harbel chlesin you a leader tayda lechoshu kain shekem moishon bathim shen Hashem shas misa omar lachon im boi shem golem yidul lefenecha datan shekol echa vechot vein tada shem benecha doim lezeh lezeh shani mistalik men ba koshim chomen ale mani she yisoyv lon leechot veechot lefi datan.
Very good, the Medrash.
Huh? It's
very good now, the Medrash.
It's mamish bim koimo.
Very good.
I'm saying I'm very proud because I found it afterwards.
Ah.
Found it afterwards in the Dubna Magid. In the Dubna Magid.
It's the motion.
Yeah, I think it's mamish beautifully with coin. Mamish in its place because to answer the kasha, why not Pinchas?
Does it bring a bushel as well now? Dubna Magid, does it ring a bell?
I'll have to look it up again. It's years since I saw it. When I finish, I'll look it up. I've got it in my notes. Yeah? But the vort's an eyes in the vort in leadership.
Yeah.
Leadership needs calmness, it needs subtleness. It needs patience, and that's the limit of this week. What time am I meant to finish? Have I got 2 minutes?
I want to tell you,
it's not to do with with my vault. This is the shir. This is the shir. Yes, shkoya.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is the shir. But I want to tell you a Moiradika rebellion. It's just a Moiradika rebellion. Listen to this. Rav Eli asked the following kasha, because we're discussing what this whole mice of Eliyahu Behar HaKamo. So let's just analyze the story. Shetz the 450 in the Via Baal, and they all say Hashem Elokim. Comes along as Izebel, and she says to him, you better watch it, Eliyahu. I'm after you. Tomorrow I'm going to kill you. Asked Rav Eli two kashas. She must be mad. He's just won over the whole of Klal Yisrael. They've all said Hashem Elokim.
Yeah.
So that means he's now become the undisputed leader of Klal Yisrael.
Yeah.
If she kills him, there'll be an absolute revolution.
Easter.
And they'll kill her. Is she mad to start with Eliyahu HaNavi? Number one. Number two, Freitas on Akasha. What? Yeah, kill him today. Tomorrow. Watch it. Tomorrow I'm going to kill you. I'm going to give him today. Says Rabbi Elia, that's unbelievable. Says, you know what? She was as wise as an owl. If she would kill him today, they'd go for her. But his iris doesn't last. his Irus, and all this spoil. Look what happens when we say Hashem, we're the king. We're in a state of ecstasy when we come to Ni'il Hashem the king. But the next day we're back. It's very hard to sustain his Irus. The rebellion adds something. Rebellion adds, maybe you're going to say that it didn't mean mocha tomorrow, because there's such a klal in Shas, yesh le mocha la'achazman. Mocha can mean
later day.
I'll get you. Watch it, Elio. Not now, I can't. Give me a few months. Mocha. Sometime in the future, I'll get you. He says, no, it didn't say mocha. It says, ko'ez mocha. Ko'ez mocha means tomorrow. 24 hours, today, tomorrow. So she was as wise as an owl. She said, I can't get you today. All kinds of all this spoil. They're all this ira. Give me 24 hours, and everything went back to normal. Get you. And Elion knows the psyche of human beings, and he realizes she's right, and he runs for his life. Says Rebellion, a person has to be Masoira and translate it in some form or another, and some kind of concretize what he's been Masoira with. That's the famous Ramban, but I don't have time for that now. It's the famous Ramban, Al Hafetz. You can't, his Oiris by itself will disappear very soon. What we learn from there is it doesn't take more than 24 hours. Hashem will kill him. That whole client's got 24 hours now. Get you. I think it's just a fun. Mabel. Good morning. Have a good day.
Yeah.